everyone. Thank you for listening to previous two episodes, and thank you for being here today. And most importantly, thank you, Sasha, for being here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
I am very excited to interview Sasha today. I have known Sasha for quite some time today, and Sasha is right now, currently she is a policy analyst with the California Immigrant Center, and for however long time I have known Sasha, she has always been involved in her career and in her personal life in issues related to social and economic justice and equality of everything, equality of education, equality of jobs. And today we are going to talk about emotional labor at workplace as women. Because I have always been not like when I worked in India, I usually have been on all men teams. I still find it difficult to define, although I know what it is to have the stress of emotional labor or overwork or exhaust yourself with emotional labor, but I can't define it. What is emotional labor at workplace, and how do you define it?
The way I think about emotional labor is, you know, there's that cliche of a couple that's fighting, and, you know, one partner says, well, why didn't you just ask me to do X, you know? And the other person says, I don't want to have to ask you. I want you to want to do it. And to me, that's what emotional labor is. It's anticipating other people's needs and thinking about other people. It's kind of that most basic part of being human that I think the time, energy, resources, burden of which women tend to take on more than men, and women identified people. And I would also say other minorities a lot of the time. And so it's kind of always thinking about what another person might be thinking, what they might be needing, how actions affect that person. And so it can be everything from always being the one to offer to take notes at meetings, making sure that things are scheduled on calendars. It's kind of the housekeeping of the workplace. And unfortunately, it's work that tends to not be really valued, even though it's immensely valuable. And without it, no groups would function.
Yeah. You defined it really well. So I know that I do it. I know a lot of other women who do it, and they just do it, and as a result, as a combined result of everything, we just exhaust ourselves. I obviously have some of my ideas on how you can, like we share on a team, like we collaborate and share all rest of the work. How do we start sharing the emotional labor related work also? Do you have any ideas or anything that you have ever tried? A secret?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are things you can do individually, and then I think there are also things that you can fight for as an organization to try and put practices in place, institutionalize some practices. For me as an individual, I just first try to notice it and observe kind of what's happening in group dynamics. And then even though this sometimes is more work, I try to sometimes delegate tasks or say, you know, hey, could someone else take notes? And it's not even just if I feel like I'm the one doing a lot of the work, it's also if I see one particular person ends up always doing it, then I might say to someone else, hey, so-and-so has been doing this a lot. Can you maybe do it for them? And it's also about, I think that awareness can help me sometimes press pause because I'm so willing to just, you know, offer to do it. but again, I realize that that does a disservice to the whole organization. So as I become more aware of it, trying to push pause and say, actually, is this something that I have to be doing, or is this something that someone else could be doing? But then I think in terms of institutionalizing it, I think it should be part of every organization's onboarding process to talk about what emotional labor is, how it manifests, and to put some practices in place to address it. I think we need to think about leadership also in terms of emotional labor as being part and parcel of that.
I like all the tips that you gave, like whole long list of tips. I think it's everything goes back to recognizing that emotional labor is also labor.
Like, yeah, definitely.
At least from my point of view, this is the beginning of creating awareness around emotional labor so that it doesn't exhaust certain people, and putting it in your language, like it's kind of creating equality. If everyone shares the kind of unimportant work, then everyone gets equal time to do the important work.
Yeah, definitely. A theme that has come up for me in our conversations is to really think about how some of these specific issues are really part of a larger system and a larger issue of needing to create more equity in the workplace, not just for women, but also for, you know, people of color and other marginalized communities that might feel like their voices aren't being heard or their not being as recognized in the workplace. And so I think it's really cool to kind of think about this in that context of how we can build more equity for everyone overall.
When we were talking about the emotional labor, I was obviously going through incidences in my head and, you know, trying to look at people in my vicinity and my team who usually land up taking on the emotional labor kind of stuff on themselves. I absolutely enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much, Sasha. It was wonderful speaking to you, and I look forward to talking to you sometime soon.
Thanks so much. It was great talking to you too.